What about this environment we're in? What do you think the next couple of weeks will look like?
I don't know. Did you see what happened at Florida State yesterday with the press conference with the governor and the president? Did you witness any of that?
I did not. Fill me in. I might have read about it, but fill me in on what maybe I missed.
So yesterday at about 10:45 a.m., we were informed that the 11:30 media availability was canceled. And I took down the story that was saying that we were going to have availability and talk to Mike Norvell and some of the players, and we'll have updates coming from there. I took that off the front page. And then like 10 minutes later, Brendan said that we got an email saying that Governor Ron DeSantis was speaking with President Thrasher and Mike Norvell and two players in the indoor facility. It's like a press conference, and they called it some sort of round table. And Governor Ron DeSantis took the mic first, basically said that, you know, football is important, that it returns. President Thrasher kind of echoed those sentiments. FSU's president said that, you know, they were – the players wanted to play, the coaches wanted to coach, and he felt that the university could pull it all off safely. So the message was clear that they were moving forward with football and the start of the season as – the ACC is scheduled. So for now, it sounds like football is on. I mean, I don't think this guarantees anything for Florida State. I think there's still a chance it could all crumble, you know, due to outside pressures. But it is clear that the president of Florida State University wants there to be football.
Is there a united front with the SEC, ACC, and the Big 12 right now? Is there a coalition of some sort that's developing there?
I think right now the ACC and SEC fully expect to play. I can't see a scenario where right now where the adults call it off. I think the only way the ACC doesn't play is maybe if the players step in right now and boycott it or something. But it seems like it's full go. Things change daily, weekly. You know, you're asking me today what I feel right now, and it's crazy because if you asked me on Sunday afternoon if I thought football was going to be around, and I would just put my hand in my head and, you know, start crying. But here we are just 4 days later, and it sure feels like there's going to be football. So it's kind of going with the tide. This whole thing has now been politically hijacked, and it's taken on a life of its own. So who knows where the direction of college football will go. But there's only a month left. What do you think?
I play mental volleyball with it by minute. I'm literally.
Kind of like me.
Yeah, I mean, I battle. You know, one moment I feel like, okay, I think we're in the right direction. The next moment, they're just holding out. What's going to change between today or yesterday or a week ago and then a month from now? Now, I guess, Berg, we could get some good news that the numbers are dwindling a month from now, and maybe that gives everybody more peace. I don't know, but I'm confused. I don't know if let's just say the SEC. I don't know if the SEC placed that original September 26th date to give them time to decide and to see what the landscape looked like elsewhere as well. Mm-hmm. Or they know they're going to cancel, but at least they give them some wiggle room to be the last to cancel. I just don't know.
Yeah, I agree with you. I can't understand why we're making decisions so far. I know we're saying a month is so far out, but
right.
Just the way the last 6 or 7 months have gone, we know what can happen in the course of 2 or 3 weeks, let alone a month. So if the teams aren't having high test rates right now while they're in fall camp, I don't understand why we can't just let them keep going through fall camp and then make a decision as it comes up in September. But
right.
It doesn't seem like that's going to be the case with a lot of these conferences. Do you think the Big Ten is completely done for the fall?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Could you reverse course? Let's say the SEC and the ACC, Big 12, get to playing, and it's going relatively smoothly.
I know.
Can you call a press conference and say, we're going to play, we're going to start it up October 26th?
I don't see why not.
Well, Barry,
I don't think these people think outside the box enough to make a call like that, but I don't see why not.
Barry Alvarez has already said Big Ten schools are going to be working a 20-hour week. Now, I don't think they're going to be doing heavy hitting, but now you imagine, Berg, you're closer to their age than I am. You imagine being a player, and you've already been told you're canceled, okay? You're not playing. Nobody's playing, but we're going to keep you occupied in practice with some 20-hour drill work thing.
Right. No hitting. Probably limited what you can do with a football.
Right.
And they've already had the, you know, there's like the buildup of the off season. You know, they've already had that. And then the whole letdown of not having a season. And now you're telling them essentially, like, let's do a 6-month mini camp for a spring football season.
Right.
It just doesn't sound very fun. That's what they've been doing. They've been doing that really since they returned, in early June? Essentially, they've been doing like the drill stuff that Barry Alvarez is probably describing is a lot of what they've been doing.
I don't know. Oh, by the way, Berg, I got to read you this tweet. It's totally unrelated. It says, hey, Bill, it's the final morning. This is a guy named Taylor. Final morning of my honeymoon. And what do I decide to do before the bride wakes up? I'm listening to the show. Now, how about that?
What a better place to be than listening to the show on your honeymoon.
Now, when the bride wakes up and he's listening to some talk show, that's probably not going to go over well. I'm guessing. You know?
Is she an SEC fan?
I don't know. I do not know the...
I got to know the direction of the country that we're
right,
in. Because
right.
It could go over really well.
Yeah, I mean, if she's a fan, he says it's the last day, too, so it's not, you know, I don't want to say too much, but it, I mean, they're...
Oh, yeah. Can
I say, Berg, they're probably used to each other by now? Is that okay?
Right. Yeah, he's all out. He's done. Yeah, he's ready to go home.
He's ready to just sip a little coffee and listen to a little cancellation sports talk show about nobody's playing, you know? Now, yeah, that's the other item. What the hell is he listening to? We're not playing?
I know. It's heartbreaking. It really is.
So what about the item? There's a theory. I know McMurphy brings this up a lot, Brett McMurphy, that in the end, the liability scare will be what gets the rest of the leagues. Do you believe or do you agree with that?
I think so. As more and more leagues cancel, I think it was big that the Big 12 held on for the SEC and ACC. At least they have so far. I think if more dominoes start to fall, then the amount of attention on your league increases. And, yeah, I guess you could say the amount of liability also increases because there's going to be more eyes on you. And, you know, if the Big 10 – in the Big 12 and the Pac-12, they all shut their doors, and it's the ACC and SEC going at it. I mean, you know that there's going to be a narrative to prove that what the SEC and ACC are doing is wrong. There are going to be people out to get them to show that what they're doing is wrong. So you can already feel that this thing's getting hijacked by powers well beyond sports, and I think it'll probably only continue to happen if there's more, and that's where the issue of liability comes in, because that's the button that they'll be pressing, liability.
Of the people on the podcast, the Big Three roll up. You've got Silk, you, TJ, and Kev. Who's taking this the hardest?
Probably Silk, because I think a bunch of his guys are returning and ready to kind of play the shortened season and make the most of it. With Miami, asked me a week ago, probably Kev, but now with Gregory Rousseau gone, clearly the number one player on their roster.
Yeah.
That's a big hit to them. But I think with UF, you know, everything kind of lines up. Kyle Trask returns. You know, he's not going to opt out or leave early for the NFL. And with everybody else, Kyle Pitts saying that he's in, I think UF has a great chance to make a run this year. So I think Price Silk would be most disappointed.
And the Gators did not get Alabama as one of the add-on teams.
Right.
That was good news, too.
Right. Not an easy schedule for Florida, for sure, but
right.
a more manageable schedule when you don't have Alabama on there.
Berg, tell everybody about the Big Three roll-up.
The Big Three roll-up, we taped it last night, Bill. So it's in the can. It's done. We had the fellas from the NWO podcast on. We talked a lot of college football at the top of the show, and the show drops tomorrow morning, 7 a.m., iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, it'll be there. Big Three Roll-Up.
Sounds good, Berg. See you next week, sir.
All right, Bill. You have a great one.